If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Shyam Global Radio, in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.
Welcome to Shyam Global Radio, the podcast where today's workforce challenges meet tomorrow's strategic thinking. I'm your host, Neerja, and in this episode, we are turning our focus to a skill that is quietly reshaping hiring decisions, performance reviews, learning agendas, and leadership pipelines across the globe: AI literacy. And we're not talking in the abstract someday sense, but right now. From healthcare to hospitality, manufacturing to media, employees and indeed entire teams are being asked not just to adopt AI tools, but to understand them, critique them and collaborate with them. And HR departments aren't mere spectators in this shift. They are at the center of these experiments and deployments. As AI becomes embedded in job roles, workflows, and enterprise systems, a new mandate is emerging to ensure employees at every level are equipped to partner with AI responsibly and effectively. So, why is it that AI literacy cannot be ignored? In 2024, the World Economic Forum projected that AI and automation would disrupt nearly 85 million jobs globally while creating 97 million new ones. That transformation is well underway. Generative AI tools are now assisting with everything from drafting reports and analyzing data to screening CVs and conducting sentiment analysis in employee surveys. But these tools don't eliminate human roles. They simply redefine them. For instance, something as simple but cumbersome as minutes of the meeting now take mere, minutes to summarize and share over email thanks to AI. The only danger to your job is if you do not review the text carefully before sending the notes via email, so laziness will be exposed. For HR, the opportunity is clear. Enable employees not simply to adapt to AI, but to thrive alongside it. AI fluency is emerging as a core competency in enterprise environments, just like digital literacy was in the early 2000s. The difference? The pace and the stakes. So let's look at what AI literacy actually means. Let's define it precisely. A cynical person might say we've gone from groaning about learning how to use pivot tables in Excel to grudgingly refining the prompts we feed into AI. But hey, not us fine folks in HR, right? Workforce AI literacy is the ability to understand, interact with, and make informed decisions about artificial intelligence in the context of work. It's not about turning employees into developers or coders. It is about enabling professionals across functions, be it finance, operations, HR, or marketing, to do the following things. 1. Understand what AI tools can and cannot do. 2. Use them appropriately and ethically. 3. Evaluate outputs with critical thinking. And 4. Apply human judgment in collaboration with machine-generated insights. In short, it's about making AI a responsible partner in the flow of work, not a threat, and certainly not a shortcut. So the question is, how can HR leaders build AI literate teams? HR, of course, has a central role in shaping the capabilities of the future workforce. that responsibility will now include designing AI enablement strategies which are practical, inclusive, and aligned with business needs. To that end, here's a simple three-phase framework that one could use: awareness, enablement, and embedding. Allow me to explain. Awareness means beginning with clarity. Employees need to understand how AI is already being used in the organization and what it means for their roles. That means open conversations, structured communication, and access to foundational resources. Transparency is critical. Employees are more likely to adopt new tools when they understand why they're being introduced and how they can enhance, not diminish, their contributions. Yes, it's a bit of a sales pitch, but the downside is them being left behind. And being tech unfriendly is a bad look in our times. Then comes enablement. Once awareness is built, shift toward skills development. This doesn't mean teaching everyone to build algorithms, but it does mean offering role-appropriate pathways to learn how to prompt generative AI tools effectively, interpret outputs responsibly, engage with data ethically, and identify and mitigate AI bias. It's actually a great idea to consider partnerships with external learning providers or academic institutions. But internal peer-led initiatives and cross-functional learning teams can be equally powerful. Finally, embedding. Integrate AI literacy into core talent practices. What does this include? Updating job descriptions to reflect AI collaboration as a competency, including AI usage in performance expectations and development plans, recognizing innovation through AI in internal awards or promotion criteria, and creating spaces for experimentation, innovation, and feedback. When AI literacy becomes part of how we work here, it ceases to be a program and becomes a capability. You're asking people to earn their stripes, really. It's like a fun challenge. I leave you with some final thoughts on bringing the human advantage forward. AI can process faster, synthesize more, and generate output at scale. But it cannot replicate human judgment, ethics, empathy, or context. Because if 2024 and 2025 have taught us anything, it is that AI in its current iteration is less of a danger and more of an eager-to-please golden retriever with a penchant for long dashes. It really just wants a hug. What distinguishes a high-performing workforce in the age of AI is not just efficiency, but discernment. That means knowing when to rely on the machine, when to challenge it, and when to lead with your intuition. HR leaders are uniquely positioned to develop those instincts across their organizations. It's not just about closing a skills gap. It's about opening up space for better thinking, better decisions, and better outcomes. AI may accelerate work, yes, but only people can elevate it. That's all from me on this episode of SHRM Global Radio. I'll see you in the next one.
This is SHRM Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.